Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Popple from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. On Sunday, the Giants are in San Diego to take on the Chargers. Coming up in the show, we'll tell you the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Chargers rivalry. But to get things started, it's time for Sights and Sounds, brought to you by Verizon, as the Giants went down to Washington and beat the Redskins.
Another great day to be a Giant, baby. On a nice night like this, gotta get off.
Hey, let's do our job today. Let's get back on the winning track, man. We owe these boys.
Yes, they beat
us down here last year, man. It was a close game. It's gonna be a hard-fought game. We already know.
We're gonna play some ball out here on this Sunday night. You know what I'm talking about? Sunday night. Got my boys with me. Don't get no better than this. See my Giants fans out here? I can't even tell we in Washington.
Game is on us, man. If they don't get past us, they don't win.
Say it again.
Run game, pass game.
Yeah.
Let's play ball. Hey, ain't nobody taking your eyes away from me. See ball, go get ball. See ball,
go get ball.
See ball,
go get ball.
Let's go. Give me these on three. One, two, three.
D. Yeah.
Hand off Brown. He runs right. Brown to the 20. Brown to the 10. Brown to the 5. Brown to the goal line. Touchdown, Giants. Andre Brown on a 23-yard run off the right side, and the Giants are back in it.
Way to set it off, boys. Way to set it off, man. Play ball today.
Way to work.
From here on out, now, we got to make every series count now. Let's go. Let's go. Do our job. Do our job.
Two receivers left. Play fake. Manning throws to the post. Touchdown, Myers. He faked it to Hillis, and Myers on the post for the touchdown strike. His third touchdown catch of the season, and the Giants within an extra point of tying it with 35 seconds to go in the half.
All knotted up, baby. One more half. One more half.
From the Redskin 46, RG3 out of the gun, back to throw. He's under pressure, sacked by Justin Tuck, back at the 38-yard line.
Let's go, baby.
Wasn't no fluke. They've been giving up about three or four the last couple of weeks. Why not keep it going? Let's go. Let's make it easy.
Brown the tailback. Pasco in motion to the right. Hand off Brown. He runs right. He goes to the end zone. And Brown is... Did the official give the signal? Yes, he did. Touchdown, Giants.
There we go, baby. Let's go. Let's keep it up, baby. Let's go. Let's go, man.
Hey, I'm glad you got it, boss. I'm glad.
From the Washington 26, RG3, play fake, back to throw. He feels pressure. He's going to get sacked again.
Justin Tuck.
Tuck with four sacks.
That's the way to play football, baby!
Yeah.
Hey, we still need a turnover. Here we go.
We still need a turnover. It's still 21-17. We need a turnover. Let's go.
We got three. Get four.
We
got four.
We got four.
What's better than four?
Five.
That makes this fourth and one from the Washington 46-yard line. RG3 out of the gun. 1:31 to go. Can they convert fourth down again? He drops back the pass. He throws it off on the right. He completes it on the right side. And the ball stolen by Will Hill. He took it out of the receiver's hands. He forces the turnover, and the Giants are going to win. He took it right out of the hands of Garcon. He robbed him.
Win back and forth, everybody contributing, special teams. We turn it over, defense holds them to a field goal, we bring it down and score. It's a hell of a football game and a great win for our team. We're battling, we fought, we know it's going to be a 60-minute battle. It was right to the very end. Congratulations to all of you. All right, let's have a team now. One, two, three.
That Sights and Sounds brought to you by Verizon and by virtue of Justin Tuck's four-sack performance, he was named NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Speaking of defense, when we come back on the show, defensive tackle Linval Joseph with his best move. We'll tell you about it on Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Every so often, we like to grab a player and ask them what his best move is. So we did it with Giants defensive tackle Linval Joseph.
I am defensive lineman Linval Joseph of the New York Giants, and this is my best move. All right, so today I'm going to talk about my best move, and we're going to talk about taking on a double team. When I see their hands, when I see them getting close together, and when they give me the indication that they're going to double me, I like to get real, real low. I put my hand into the guard. I drop my hip. Wait till he come hit me. Normally, he comes off. When he comes off, I spring back up and run back, run right to him, because when I bend down low, it makes it seem like the tackle knocked me out of the play. And this hole just opened up so big. So the running back just automatically cuts back to come to the backside gap. Most defensive tackle, you want to take this block on real low. You want to try to beat one man. Most times when you get tired and you don't get set quick enough, they'll come off, and most times a D lineman, the first reaction is do this. And that's what you want to do, because they both want to take you, drive you back 10 yards. Now you just messed the play up. Now you just missed your assignment. You just got embarrassed on national TV. Basically, when you come off, even though you come off high, you want to make sure you get your hands on that guard, the V of the neck of the guard, keep your hands here, and just hold your ground. Because if you don't hold your ground, it's going to be a long ride. If they pick on you and they can do it consistently, they're going to do it. This team going to do it, and then next week, the next team going to do it. First, when you play the run, you want to be wide. When you play pass, you have your leg back more. So let's say I'm in a pass dance. So then I come off, I come to check and hit him. By the time I hit him, he's blowing me up. Now I'm fired out this way. That gap is bigger than the rip part like the Red Sea. So that's what I said. Most times you want to stay low, because it could be a pass. Let's say it's a draw. So I'm coming to him, and now I see he's not attacking me. So now I want to try to do a pass rush move. And then they come hit me, delay hit me. So, and when they do that, you have to drop low. You have to just fight your ground. Make a pop. I'm Linval Joseph, and that's my best move.
Linval Joseph has used that move quite well this year as part of the Giants' run-stuffing defense. We keep it on defensive tackles for off guard with second-round draft pick Jonathan Hankins.
My dad, I'm a great person, a great teammate, and I'm going to represent my team well and this organization, and I'm going to go out there and give them my all. I would say Denzel Washington. On my iPod right now, I got Work by Wiz, and I got Work Hard by Rick Ross. Before I take the field, I usually just sit there, you know what I'm saying, think about everything I've done, you know what I'm saying, my plays, and just focus on good things and go out there and execute what I gotta do. I would say when I was young, when I played running back, and you know, so I broke a big 50-yard run, and for a big guy like me, that don't come along too often, so I was pretty excited about that.
All right, time to shift gears for this week's edition of Gatorade Win From Within. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Giant players do a lot within the community throughout the course of the year, and they get the rookies involved. They recently paid a trip to Eva's Village in Paterson, New Jersey.
This is our annual Thanksgiving Day community outreach program in which we bring the rookies out into the community, and this is a project that we've been doing for the past 18 years, as long as I've been playing. We've been coming out to Eva's Village and serving those that are less fortunate around the Thanksgiving time.
It's a big, big thing for all of us to come here, especially right before Thanksgiving, kind of to give back, show our appreciation for everybody. And I mean, it's a great event. I mean, to help people that are in need this time of year is nothing better.
Yeah, getting that bread over here.
We're able to come out today and, you know, help with at Eva's Village Kitchen, you know, serving lunch, serving some of the people. It's been a great experience. With the holidays coming up, it's great to come out and be out here with everyone. Everyone's been great. So it's great to be out in the community having a good time with some of the other rookies.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much.
That's what I'm saying. See, somebody show me. Hey, I got to shake your hand with that hat on. That's what I'm talking about. Respect. God bless. There you go.
I mean, it means a lot, man, especially, you know, knowing that, you know, it's Thanksgiving coming up and, you know, most people don't have what some others have. And I think it's just a blessing from God to be able to come out and give back, man. And, you know, life's not all about the sports and the football, you know what I mean? There's other people out there who, you know, actually don't have it, you know what I mean? You want to reach out and do what you can. So just to come out here and give back, man, it feels good, man, and it's definitely something that I love doing.
Happy holidays from the New York Giants rookies.
Giant rookies doing their part to give back at Eva's Village. Well, the Giants have had the right tune in five of their last six games, which sets the stage for Sideline Jam. Well, the Giants will look to keep on their winning ways when they go to San Diego on Sunday. We'll tell you about the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Chargers rivalry as we return to Giants Access Blue after this.
The objective of the Tom Coughlin J Fund Foundation is to be there for families who have a child with leukemia, cancer, other forms of cancer.
Tom Coughlin, nice to meet you. Are you a Giant fan? Well, you're a pretty girl.
It's a tremendous feeling to just be with these kids, to have a little bit of an idea of what the families and the children are going through, and again, to try to bring a smile to their face and to let them know that, you know what, we do care.
Yeah, turn everybody in.
There's so many things pulling at that family when your child is diagnosed with cancer. What we try to do is keep that core, keep them a family.
Just lightening their burden a little bit is huge for them because it's one less thing that they have to worry about. They can focus on their child and their child getting the treatment that they need.
Giants! There you go.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. The Giants continue their preparations for their trip to San Diego against the Chargers. Here are the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Chargers rivalry. Here are the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Chargers rivalry. 10. The number of times the Giants have faced the Chargers in team history, with the series split at 5.
The Chargers have won the last two meetings in 2005 and 2009. Big Blue last won in 1998 by a score of 34-16 at Qualcomm Stadium. 9. Ernest Gray caught 9 passes in a 1983 home game against the Chargers, the most by any Giant in series history. John Missler in 1983 and Steve Smith in 2009 are tied for second with 8. 8. The Giants have not won on the road against 8 teams in the NFL under Tom Coughlin, including San Diego, albeit one trip. 7. Despite the all-time series being tied, the winner has won by at least 10 points in 7 of the meetings. The only other time the victor didn't win by double digits were in 1983, 1989, and 2009. 6. The Chargers rushed for 268 yards against the Giants in 2005, the 6th most by any team against New York in franchise history. Meanwhile, the Giants have rushed for more than 100 yards 6 times against the Chargers, including a series-high 165 in 1975. 5. The Giants intercepted Chargers quarterback Dan Fouts 5 times in a 1986 victory, their most in series history. Terry Kinnard and Kenny Hill had 2 each for Big Blue, while Mark Collins had 1. 4. The number of trips to Qualcomm Stadium, where the Giants are 2-2 all-time against the Chargers. Their 2 victories came back-to-back trips to San Diego in 1989 and 1998. 3. Charlie Evans rushed for 3 touchdowns in a 1971 victory over the Chargers, the most in series history, and one off Rodney Hampton's franchise record for most in a single game. Hampton had 4 against New Orleans in 1995. 2. The longest winning streak that either team had over the other is 2 games. The Giants won 2 in a row in 1971 and 1975, and again in 86 and 89. Meanwhile, the Chargers won back-to-back meetings in 1980 and 83, and again in 05 and 09. 1.
The first choice in the 2004 NFL draft, the San Diego Chargers selected Eli Manning, quarterback from Mississippi.
The number of times Eli Manning has played in San Diego, the city of the team that initially drafted him in 2004. The Giants traded for the first overall pick on draft day in a deal that included fellow first-round quarterback Philip Rivers, who remains the Chargers' starter. The Giants lost the game 45-23, despite Manning throwing for 352 yards, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions.
Those are the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Chargers rivalry. Time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Well, the Giants will travel out to San Diego to take on a Chargers team with the same record as the Giants at 5-7. But what has been the recipe to the Giants' success over the last 5 of 6 weeks in which they've been victorious? It's about controlling the line of scrimmage, winning at the point of attack. And although Philip Rivers has a tremendous completion percentage this year, the number one order of business is to control the running game, just like the Giants did last week against the Redskins and Alfred Morris. Conversely, in order for the Giants to remain on schedule offensively, it gets back to that line of scrimmage. If you think about last week's game against Washington, what was the real spark when the Giants fell behind 14-0? It was a good, aggressive drive that was highlighted by good, strong running plays, including Andre Brown's 23-yard touchdown run. Winning at the point of attack, winning at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball is the key in this football game. It is every week, despite the fact that the philosophies in the NFL have changed and the game has become a much more wide-open game with the passing and all the rules. It still comes down to being able to run the football and stop the run. If you can do that, you'll be successful in the NFL. And that's my perspective. Make sure you join us each and every Saturday night here on My Nine for Giants Access Blue. Follow the Giants on Giants.com, on Facebook.com/New York Giants, and on Twitter @Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. We'll see you next week for another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. Visit their convenient location in Manhattan at 28th and 5th Avenue. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. Visit MetLifeCentral.com for a chance to win amazing Giants experiences. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. The Children's Place, the official kids' fashion partner of the New York Giants.